Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this beautiful Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to be continuing from where we left off last week in our study of 2 Corinthians. Today, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where we'll be reading verses 1 through 15. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul says that God's message is available for all to receive and experience. He says that those who don't see it are lost in the darkness of this world. Yet God's light can cast out darkness and shine in our hearts. He compares those with the knowledge of God to clay pots to show that God alone has supreme power. And again, God's saving word for us this week starts off with spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and at verse 1. God in his mercy has given us this work to do, and so we do not become discouraged. We put aside all secret and shameful deeds. We do not act with deceit, nor do we falsify the word of God. In the full light of truth, we live in God's sight and try to commend ourselves to everyone's good conscience. For if the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only from those who are being lost. They do not believe because their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. He keeps them from seeing the light shining on them, the light that comes from the good news about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. For it is not ourselves that we preach. We preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. The God who said, out of darkness the light shall shine, is the same God who made his light shine in our hearts to bring us knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of Christ. Yet, we who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots in order to show that the supreme power belongs to God, not to us. We are often troubled, but not crushed, sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend. And though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. At all times, we carry in our mortal bodies the death of Jesus, so that his life also may be seen in our bodies. Throughout our lives, we are always in danger of death for Jesus' sake, in order that his life may be seen in this mortal body of ours. This means that death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. The scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe. We know that God who raised Lord Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus and take us together with you into his presence. All this is for your sake, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, they will offer to the glory of God more prayers of thanksgiving. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, where it says, we who have this spiritual treasure are like common clay pots in order to show that supreme power belongs to God and not to us. You know, it would be, you know, a rational choice to think that someone who has been entrusted with such a great responsibility and such a glorious message should be highly praised by God and held in such high esteem and blessed with all these blessings and earthly treasures. But Paul explains that the greatest gift, the greatest message with which they've been entrusted, which is the message of salvation through Jesus Christ, is given to people like Paul, who many times are in fear for their lives, deemed the enemy of the world, but friends with Jesus. You know, we have to make a choice, don't we? Are we going to be the friends of the world or the friends of Jesus? We have to make a choice. But when we choose to be friends with Jesus, then the lives that we lead are going to be generational changing lives. Amen. Let's pray. Holy God, all the glory and power belong to you. We are often troubled, but not crushed. Sometimes in doubt, but never in despair. There are many enemies, but we are never without a friend. And though badly hurt at times, we are not destroyed. Thank you for the ways in which you sustain us throughout our days. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be studying 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through chapter 5, verse 10, where the Apostle Paul describes living by faith. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.